Forever! Dog!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow. Hi.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
I think we're just going to get right back into it.
We're going to get right back into it. Okay? So listen, this next group is called
and starring Daryl Hannah as Splash.
Everyone welcome Taylor Ortega.
Give it up for
Elise Morales.
Give it up for Delia Kemp.
Nikki Palumbo.
And Megan Meadow.
Wow. Okay, and first up to the microphone is, in fact, Taylor Ortega.
Taylor,
what's it gonna be? Pre-selected or troll bowl?
You know, I already made one mistake today, and that was matching my girlfriend, so we're gonna take this off.
Oh, Nikki. Oh my god!
We're matching and we can.
Yes, I'm a fan of this.
Thank you. Spice. I'm taking no more risks and I'm doing a pre-select.
This is Taylor Ortega's I Don't Think So, Honey. Our time starts now.
Okay, thank you. I Don't Think So, Honey, Generation X. Okay, millennials get shit on all the time, and yet the generation before us gave us nothing we wanted. Snowboarding, I Don't Think So, Honey. School shootings, what the fuck? My God, MTV, thank you so much for the network that eventually gave us Pauly D dry humping a 20-something leathery old nursing student in Seaside, New Jersey. Thank you so much. Hey, Generation X, not to be cruel, but your parents had the highest divorce rate of any generation, and it's all your fault. Generation X, there's so few of you because your mothers were choking down birth control like there was no tomorrow, and I don't blame them.
15 seconds.
Generation X, you X game motherfuckers are such slackers. You couldn't even keep Kurt Cobain alive.
5 seconds.
And that was your only job. I yield my time. I gotta be somewhere.
Yes. And that's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute for Taylor Ortega.
Taylor Ortega has to be at another show, y'all. She is leaving.
A whole generation.
Give it up for Taylor Ortega.
Yes, Taylor. Wow. That's how you leave in a goddamn huff. Everyone, please give it up at this time for Elise
Morales. Oh. In a gorgeous grid lattice skirt.
Thank you.
Officially. Now, Elise, we of course have the Trobo. You're a veteran of the show. You know this pre-selected. What are we thinking?
So I was going to do CBD, but it's been mentioned. So I'm going to go with the bowl.
Oh, my God.
Come on. And let me tell you what the bowl says. The bowl, in fact, has someone who's actually been assaulted this week in mainstream media on RuPaul's Drag Race. You will further assault her. Her name is Celine Dion.
And your time starts now.
Okay, Celine Dion, I feel like I just haven't heard from you in a little while, except for that thing that you just said, which is sad, and I'm just hearing about it now. But you know what? Maybe make a bigger splash right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that the backwards, you know, she wore the white backwards thing. I think that looked bad. I'm sorry. I think it looked bad. I think it's weird for you to put your clothes on backwards when there's a forwards way for you to wear your clothes. You know what I'm trying to say? I guess, the Titanic song, that's fun, but it's aged at this point. I think we're all over it. Being from Canada, that's boring. I think she's also Cuban. I'm Cuban, but I think I'm doing better, honestly. I'm here tonight, and I think that's great. I Don't Think So, Honey, Celine Dion.
And that's 1 minute.
Elise Morales.
And Elise Morales offers us rule of culture number 96. The Titanic song has aged at this point.
I think we're all over it. Now everyone give it up for Delia Kemp.
Up to it.
Delia, who gave us this gorgeous Prosecco.
And Delia
gave us these
Prosecco. So can we give
it up for Delia? Give it up for Delia.
And they're going to get popped open and chugged when the last group gets up here. Yes,
that's great.
The chug Prosecco. Why? Because I'm dumb and just suggested it.
Okay, Delia, what's going to be pre-selected or troll bowl?
It's going to be pre for me.
Pre for me.
Yes.
This is Delia.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Good. I cannot hear myself.
Oh, there we go. Come on, Tess.
Okay, good.
Come on, Tess.
This is Julia Kemp. I don't think so. When your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Songs without a single key change. Oh, what is the point if I'm going to take 3.5 minutes of my precious listening time, and I am a millennial, so my attention span is, say it with bad.
Ah.
Then, I mean, I need you to make it kind of worth it for me, okay? And then one key change. Is that really too much to ask? I don't think so. Honey. Okay, so there's a reason that we actually know Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You better than Dolly's, okay? Dolly wrote it, but the baby girl did not modulate in the final chorus. And thus that version is lost to history. There's a reason that Beyoncé chose to perform Love on Top before revealing the possibly fraudulent and most iconic baby bump.
15 seconds.
Mary went knock, knock, knock on the manger. And the reason is Love on Top has 143 key changes that should be studied in schools. Give me emotional manipulation. If Hillary Clinton's campaign song had had a key change, she'd be president today. I don't think so.
Delia Kemp, everybody. Delia. Wow.
It's gotta be a rule of culture number 92. If Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign song had a key change, she'd be president right now.
And now welcome
Delia,
to the microphone.
Thank you.
Delia, welcome to the microphone. Nikki Palumbo.
Nikki.
Okay, Nikki. You have two options, pre-selected or the troll bowl.
I think I have like staunch Capricorn energy, so pre-selected.
Oh! This is staunch Capricorn Nikki Palumbo's I Don't Think So, Honey, Your Time Starts Now.
I don't think so, honey, yelling to prove a point. I am talking to mostly men. Just because you are louder does not make you more right. When you are screaming at me, I have mentally unsubscribed.
30 seconds.
I am not consuming your content. I am now browsing for tutorials to assassinate you verbally.
Oh.
I do not think so, honey, yelling to prove a point.
15 seconds.
Look at me. I have overcome being an Italian lesbian from New Jersey. And this is my inside voice.
5 seconds.
I do not think so, honey, yelling to prove a point.
And that's
one. That's 1 minute. Nikki Palumbo. That point was proven.
Proven point.
That was a proven point right there.
And we were persuaded. And now welcome to the microphone, Megan Meadow.
Megan! Hello, Megan. Baby. So,
oh,
Megan,
hello.
It's been well established. We have two options. They are the Troll Bowl and pre-selected.
How many times have you said it?
Oh, my God. Truly, 34.
What's it
I came to pre-select, bitch.
Oh.
This is Megan Meadows' I Don't Think So, Honey, Your Time Starts Now.
I don't think so, honey. Literally anyone younger than me. For those at home, Bowen and Matt are both younger than me. I don't think so, honey. 24-year-olds with a better job than me. Okay, listen, bitch. I was making inappropriate comments and fucking throwing up in the bathroom at my first office holiday party when you were just like a privileged-ass twinkle in your privileged-ass mommy's eye, okay,
30
bitch?
Seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Anyone who's actually 21 that shops at Forever 21, okay? My tube top's not age appropriate, and I love it. I don't think so, honey. Millie Bobby Brown.
15 seconds.
Come the fuck for me, bitch. Where are your parents? It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where Millie Bobby Brown's at? We all do.
Five seconds.
She's on Instagram. Oh, and I don't think so, honey, babies. Also, I don't think so, honey, someone who's celebrating their 30th birthday here tonight right now, and they kind of look like they're 25. Happy birthday, but also, I don't think so, honey, Brian Chernowski?
I don't know. Honey, where's Brian?
I don't know him, but...
I don't think so, honey, bitch!
Happy birthday, Brian, and that's 1 minute!
And that's Megan Meadows, let us be so honey!
Now give give it up for this first group. Elise Morales, Delia Kemp, Nikki Palumbo, Megan Meadows.
And Taylor Ortega. And that group was, and starring Daryl Hannah as Splash.
Wait.
Everyone, this is our hot producer, Emma.
Give it up for
Emma. Can you give it up for the top?
Emma, queer icon, Emma Foley.
Queer icon. The shoes are always exactly right.
Shoes are always exactly right.
We have to cut an hour out of every episode, which is us gagging over her shoes.
That's it. What is this bed music that's happening right now? Can we all just be quiet for 1 second? Is everyone hearing that? There's a bass beat. Okay, well, I'm crazy. Thank you for gaslighting me, y'all. Now, welcome our next group. Thank you to everyone who voted.
Everyone give it up
for...
Ryan Leach. Yes. No.
Oh, everyone give it up for Ryan Leach.
Rachel Kelly. Nora Jeffries. And Javoe Jackson.
We got some.
Is there someone else in this group?
One more? We
There's not.
There's not. We're so sorry.
We had
everyone.
A last minute switch.
Everyone, please give your whole goddamn life
yes.
to Ryan Lee.
Ryan. No.
No.
Ryan.
What is
up on your mind right now?
I'm thinking I'm going to do pre-selected, but it's sort of like a troll bowl.
You're going to troll with pre-selected.
Yes.
So it's, okay, I think we can all assume what's going to happen, but let's see what's going to happen.
This is Ryan Leach's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Ben Platt, I Don't Think So, Honey. So I was choosing between Ben Platt or I Don't Think So, Honey, White Genocide, but Ben Platt is worse. I decided. I Don't Think So, Honey, Ben. Your dad is rich, okay? And I Don't Think So, Honey, I lack empathy for the wealthy, and I'm working on it in therapy. Thank you. So his dad is super rich, and he made Ben, and then he made La La Land, and he made Wicked, and Ben is the worst that I've seen of all of those things. I Don't Think So, Honey. I didn't even know that Ben was openly gay yet until I Googled it today. And then I found out he came out in a music video. I Don't Think So, Honey. If you were born in Los Angeles, you should definitely come out before Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
I Don't
five.
Think So, Honey. No, no. I don't think so. I came out in a trailer park and you came out in a music video. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Ryan Leach, everyone.
Gorgeous.
You're right. Canceled forever. One of our own. Goodbye.
And now welcome to the microphone, Rachel Kelly.
Rachel Kelly. So, what? Rachel? It's a tale as old as time. There's the bull here. There's pre-selected.
It's gonna be the bull.
Thank you, Rachel. Okay, and here we go. Oh, and this is a genre of music. Rachel, your I Don't Think So, Honey, trouble topic is K-pop, and your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, K-pop, because I don't actually like music, okay? Everyone has the little songs they listen to on the train. Bitch, I'm reading a book. I'm reading a book. I'm writing my memoir, okay? I Don't Think So, K-pop, because frankly, I have bad skin. I have cystic acne. And there's no treatment. I Don't Think So, Honey, K-pop, because, well, I don't know how my career's going.
15 seconds.
I think that that's a very popular genre, and I'm not there yet.
5 seconds.
I Don't Think So, Honey, me. I think I have work to do.
And that's
1 minute from Rachel Kelly.
Rachel, Rachel, who will someday be as big, if not bigger, than K-pop.
You're going to be bigger than all K-pop.
And now, likewise, is Nora
Jeffries. Come on, those pants.
Thank you.
I like them very much.
I was told to dress.
And you dressed. Nora's got her phone out, which I think means pre-selected.
It does indeed.
It does indeed. This is Nora Jeffries. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Mint gum. Gum literally exists so that other people can smell your mouth. When you chew mint gum, what you're telling me is that you value your rank breath more than you value my clean air. Mint gum also smells almost exactly the same as the products used to clean a middle school bathroom. I don't think so, honey. The little paper wrappers. Those wrappers are too small and too thin to absorb all of the drool attached to your wet piece of rubber you've been eating. You wouldn't pick up a piece of steak with that paper, so why are you doing it now? Gum has literally no nutrients. The more that you chew it, the more it resembles a small pebble. Chewing gum is the most disgusting thing that you can do with your mouth, and that is insane, quite frankly. I don't think so, honey. Oprah hates gum.
No.
She hates it so much, she's banned it from all of her production studios. And if Oprah hates it, I hate it.
And that's what Nora Jeffries.
Nora Jeffries has given us the rule of culture, number 174. If Oprah hates it, I hate it.
And now welcome with the look is
Javot Jackson. If you were curious who daddy was.
Chaps are my religion.
Thank you.
Here we go. Listen, we got the bowl here. We got the troll bowl up there. No, the pre-selected up there.
It's going to be a pre. This is Javot Jackson's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so. Big piles of dirt. The audacity to have confidence just to be a pile of dirt is toxic. It is not fair that I have to be a human and live, and you can be lazy and boring.
Oh.
Honey, you need to suffer. Get a job, perhaps. Live in New York, maybe. If I did what a pile of dirt does, society at large would throw me away. Also, you're telling me in 2018, we have artificial intelligence as well as...
30.
Black hole, like we can... A photography of black holes, but nowhere to store dirt. Like, I don't think so, honey. I can imagine the aliens coming down and being like, oh, seeing the dirt and being like, oh, is that some kind of ancient burial ritual? And we're 15. Just like... No, that we just stack our dirt in a cone shape and leave it there until we need it. And then the aliens are like, oh, honey, what? And then we're like,
seconds.
I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Javot Jackson,
and
everyone.
Give it up for thank you to everyone who voted.
Ryan Leach.
Rachel Gailey.
Nora Jeffries.
And Javot Jackson.
And now welcome to the stage your next group. They are called
Color Me Barbara.
Justin Covington.
Andres Govea.
Charlie Barty.
Josh Nasser. And Zachary Schiffman. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
The first person to the mic is Justin Covington. Yes.
Yes. Justin.
Wow.
Hello. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm not a sewing queen. That's what I have to say.
You're not a what?
I'm not a sewing queen. I'm not a sewing queen.
She's a reveals queen.
I'm a reveals queen.
Brooklyn Heights has been approved on.
Yes.
Thank you. Justin, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or troll?
Pre-selected. I'm going to go with the pre-selected.
This is Justin Covington's I Don't Think So, Honey, as time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. New Yorkers complaining about how hard it is to date in New York. Fuck you. I'm coming for all of you. Do you know why I moved here? I just moved here from Detroit a year ago, and I moved here because I literally ran out of guys to date on Tinder, honey.
Yes.
But even with all these people to date all around New York City, y'all are the laziest bitches when it comes to dating.
Yep.
Y'all will not go more than 2 train stops to meet your soulmate.
30.
Which is absurd to me because back in Michigan, I regularly had to cross international borders to Canada for dick.
Canada.
I had to get in my car, pay a toll, speak to a border agent who asked me, why are you here?
15 seconds.
And I'd say, I'm here to tap your finest maple trees.
Five seconds.
So if you can't decide that you need to take a transfer, I, when I go across the border, I have to decide if I want to get an unwanted cavity search or get a wanted cavity search. Like, fuck you. You can take a transfer. I don't think so, honey. New Yorkers did it.
And that's 1 minute. Justin, way to go, baby.
He will go through an unwanted cavity search for a wanted
no
cavity search.
No qualms about it. Give it up for Justin Covington.
And now welcome to the microphone, Andres Govea.
Andres Govea.
Hi, Andres.
Hello. Hi, thank you so much for having me. I will not do a reveal, just to let everyone
know.
What you
don't expect
what you
it, please don't.
That's fine.
But is there a reveal that you're doing the Troll Bowl or as a pre-selected?
It's going to be pre-selected.
We
okay,
love that.
This is Andres Gavez. I don't think so, honey. It's time
thank
starts
you.
Now.
I don't think so, honey. My friend Christian. Call me back. You know what I'm going through right now.
30 seconds.
Thank you. My parents, thank you so much. My parents are divorcing.
Oh.
I don't think so, honey. My parents divorcing. Stay together.
15 please. Seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Christian, please text me.
He needs you.
I love you.
5 seconds.
Hey, you could just like BRB. That would be cool too. Or just like, hey, I'm sort of busy right now. I love you. Bye, Christian.
And that's 1 minute, Andres Gavea. Call him, Christian.
Woo, Christian, I'm personally upset.
That was beautiful.
I feel you need to be called back.
We got the whole story without any of the story.
I don't need any more information. Call a bitch back.
And now welcome to the microphone, Charlie Barney!
Uh-oh. We got a jumpsuit in the house.
We got a jumpsuit and some Velcro.
Hello. We got a full jumpsuit in the house.
Believe it or not, it's actually two pieces.
Oh, no!
We got like, ah! What are the chances?
You are
what
a
are the
duplicitous
chances?
Bitch. You're a duplicitous bitch.
And that's sort of my reveal. Sort of
oh, and that's well. A reveal. Okay,
so,
Charlie.
Listen, you duplicitous bitch.
Okay.
Is it going to be the Troll Bowl or a pre-selected topic?
I'm going to be honest for a second right now.
Okay.
I am doing a pre-selected.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty. This is Charlie Barney's I Don't Think So, and his time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Cars, the vehicle. I'm scared! Slow down! I'm gonna get hurt or you're gonna get hurt! Stop! There is no reason to be going that fast. I'm constantly like walking about in the city and I'm crossing at an intersection and there's a car and it looks hungry, desperate to get me. It's salivating, saying, I want you, and I say, not today, but the only thing stopping it is a red light. Not enough! I don't think
seconds,
so many cars. Okay, also, I'm always talking with my friends and you're being loud. Stop. I'm like, oh, how is she? And it's like, beep, beep, relax.
15 seconds. Enough.
Okay, also, when people are like, oh, our car is here. It's a Toyota. What is that? I don't know what the difference is.
Yes.
5 seconds.
Is it black? Okay, like that I can go with. I hate it. It's so loud. And it's so dangerous. Don't kill me.
And that's 1 minute, Charlie Barney.
That was a classic.
Classic.
That was a classic.
Thank you, Charlie.
Because I don't think so, honey, cars. There are so many of them.
Too much. Too much.
They're gonna get us.
They're gonna get us. It's actually cars that are the problem.
Literally, every time I get a call from my mother, I'm like, oh, a car got someone. I'm panicked every time.
Jesus. And now,
hate cars.
Now, welcome to the microphone, Josh Nasser,
Josh!
Everyone. Hi, Josh. Josh.
Wow.
Josh Nasser. Yes.
What's it going to be?
I'm going to do the Troll Bowl.
Yeah.
gosh.
You're fun. You're kind of fun.
You're kind of fun.
You're kind of fun. All right, so listen, Josh, I've reached in there, and what I've pulled out is, I don't think so, honey.
Vaccines.
It's your turn to be an anti-vaxxer.
And your time starts now, Josh.
I don't think so, honey. Vaccines. I guess I'm an anti-vaxxer now. Wow. No, 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 no. I don't think so, honey. Vaccines. They hurt, okay? I have to close my eyes whenever I want to get a shot. No, thank you. Honestly, I think it's a race thing. I'm going to say it. Only black people have to close their eyes when they get shots. That's true. Fuck me, man. Okay, listen. Here's the thing.
30 seconds.
Here's the thing. Vaccines, they can go and fucking eat my ass. I'm sick of them. They're not very nice. Doctors are weird. Can we talk about doctors?
Oh my God, yes.
Doctors are weird. Doctors are not fun. You know, I'm constantly switching doctors all the time. I'm constantly switching doctors.
5 seconds.
Just because I can't find the doctor that speaks to me. A doctor is like a soulmate, and I'm trying to find my soulmate, okay?
And that's why.
Josh Nasser, everybody.
Josh. You know what? I don't think so many doctors is dead ass right. Dead especially ass. The ones at, I'm sorry, but City MD. We both have horror stories from City MD.
Oh, yeah. Famously, it's a fast casual painkiller restaurant. Now, please welcome to the microphone, Zachary Schiffman!
Come on, Zachary Schiffman!
My mom is very thrilled that I'm being called Zachary. That's the name she gave
me. Wait, are you a Zach Schiffman?
I'm a Zach.
All right, you're Zach. But you know what? For the moms out there, this is Zachary Schiffman.
My mom is thrilled.
But to us, you are Zach Schiffman. Give it up, everybody.
Zach, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or troll ball?
It's going to be pre-selected.
Okay, pre-selected. This is Zach Schiffman's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Sandra Bullock. The only good film you've ever been in is Miss Congeniality, and there are too many damn consonants in that title for me to give a fuck about it. I Do Not Think So, Honey. Sandra Bullock, you have been in not one, but two Oscar Beatty White Savior films, the first of which is The Blind Side, where you won an Academy Award for having bangs and an accent. And the second of which is the film Crash, where your character's climax was falling down a flight of stairs while on the phone. If falling down this flight of stairs while on the phone was a climax, I would constantly be covered in cum. I Do Not Think So, Honey. Sandra Bullock. You took precious screen time away from Anne Hathaway in Ocean's 8.
15 seconds.
You had a multi-season role on George Lopez named Accident Amy, who was legally blind. And then I found out you were an executive producer on George Lopez. How did you not executive produce yourself into that fun-ass trampoline intro? I Do Not Think So, Honey. Sandra Bullock, and stop playing blind characters!
And that's 1 minute!
Zach Schiffman.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Now give it up for this group. Color Me, Barbara.
Justin Covington.
Andres Govea.
Charlie Barty.
Josh Nasser.
And Zach Schiffman. Wow. Sandra Bullock, man. She was in Crash, and her whole character was, I fell down the stairs, and now I'm not racist. Watch it again.
Watch it again. And now, please welcome to the stage our next group. Pools versus Beaches?
Pools versus Beaches!
Nick Nanny!
Solomon Giorgio!
Nell Kessler!
Emily Winter!
And Brian Yang!
Brian Yang!
Brian! Where's Solomon? Oh, wait, Solomon's there. Who are we missing? Now
Emily! We got five.
We got everybody. Okay.
And the first to the mic is going to be Nick Nanny! Nick!
Hi, Nick.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
starting you. It out for Pools versus Beaches.
Couldn't
and here we
prouder.
Go. Is it going to be the Troll Bowl? Or
it's going to be the Troll Bowl.
Oh!
With I such love that in a man.
Okay.
So this is famous broadcaster and best friend of Oprah Winfrey,
Gail King.
Gail King.
And your time starts now.
All right. Easy. Okay. Gail King? More like literally fucking Hitler, right? I mean, who the fuck are you, Gail King? I didn't vote for that king. I'll tell you that much. Friend of Oprah, more like friend of shit in my ass, because that's what you're fucking sucking out of it, motherfucker!
How much time do I have? 30 seconds.
Oh, and also your name is Gail. What, were you born old, you piece of shit? Huh? You fucking Benjamin Button, corny, fucking addicted to painkillers, piece of fucking hobo trash! Fuck you, Gail King!
15 seconds.
How many? 15? 15, all right.
And another thing about this fucking Gail King, friends with Oprah? More like friends with the fucking guy down at the train station who fucking kicks people's asses and then blows them. That's what you are, Gail King, because I don't think so, honey!
I'm always prepared.
Oh, she's always prepared. Prep personified.
This is Tom and George's Honey, and his time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Gay men that say they're not like other gay men. Congratulations, you unspecial bitch. You cracked the fucking code. You came out of the closet and then walked into another fucking closet.
30 seconds.
Oh, honey, so you watch sports instead of Drag Race? First of all, Drag Race is a sport.
Yeah.
You ignorant faggot. I would like to see your favorite athlete duct tape their dick to their asshole and do a jump split.
5 seconds.
And you know who's not like gay men? Straight men. 90% of the world's motherfucking problems. Look, you need to wake your goddamn gay ass up. Because one day the revolution will come, and if I can't tell you're gay, I'm gonna kill you.
And you put cats above dogs? I don't think so, honey. When I see a dog on the street, I am fully bending at the waist and giving that dog a polite good morning. If I see a cat on the street, I'm spooked. It's a bad omen.
30 seconds.
And look, I believe that we can coexist. If you're one of those cat people who's just going to show me a million pictures of your cat, but then when I show you pictures of a cool dog that I saw, you're supportive of that, I have no beef with you, okay? But if you're the kind of cat person who, when we are dog-sitting our friend's perfect little Shiba Inu puppy, and she tries to cuddle up to you on the couch, and you move to the other end of the couch because you're just not really a dog person, I don't think so.
Five seconds!
Okay, cat people, we accept the love we think we deserve. Just because your mother was withholding doesn't mean that your pet needs to be too. You don't have to live this way! I don't think so!
Kessler, everyone. Cat people should go.
I'm sorry.
Now, coming to the mic, please welcome our pal, Emily Winter!
Emily!
Oh, the shoes!
Thank you!
Some floral Doc Martens.
It is pre. Okay.
Pre.
I'm very upset.
Listen, listen. Okay. Pre-selected, she's upset. Here we go. Here's Emily Winter's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. White couple I saw with a white baby named Harlem! What? 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 What the fuck? I'm a shitty white person and I even know that's appalling! Oh my god! Okay, I saw this couple in the Bear Burger in Cobble Hill, okay? If you are listening to the podcast right now, that is a very rich neighborhood and I did not know you could gentrify remotely, okay?
30
that
seconds.
Is fucked up! That is so fucked up! They should have just named the kid Black History Month! This is not okay! This is not okay! Oh my god, I feel like every time that Harlem kid like asks for like a fucking Whole Foods juice box, Langston Hughes is just turning over in his grave! This is not okay! Okay, okay! I just hope that somebody renames the parents Staten and Island, okay?
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Parents who named their white kid Harlem.
And that's 1 minute.
Emily Winter. Shitty white person, Emily Winter.
Taking other shitty white people to task.
Give it up for Brian Yang.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, listen. What's it gonna be? You have two options: pre-selected or troll bowl.
This will be pre-selected.
Okay, this will be pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Brian Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Googling myself, comedian Brian Yang, and Google going, did you mean comedian Bowen Yang? Google. I did not. I did not. Do you know what it's like doing comedy in this giant's shadow?
No!
You know what? I'm literally doing comedy in his shadow right now. I'm doing comedy. It's not good. I Don't Think So, Honey. Skimming Variety.com too quickly and thinking, did I get SNL? Did I? Wait, do I have a show with Awkwafina? Did I play Kim Jong-un? Look at me. I was destined to play Kim Jong-un.
15 seconds.
And this man took it from me.
Oh, my God.
Bowen Yang is so successful. I Don't Think So, Honey. My parents tell people that he's their son. Okay? I Don't Think So, Honey. I'm literally Lupita Nyong'o's character in Us. I'm his tether.
No!
I'm
that's 1 minute.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Google.
Brian Yang.
Give it up for Brian. I don't know what to do.
Oh my god.
Give it up for this group.
Bowen is so huge.
Stop. Give it up for this group. Pools versus Beaches. Nick Nanny.
Salman Giorgio.
Bill Kessler.
Emily Winter.
And Brian Yang.
And not Bowen Yang.
And SEO icon Brian Yang.
Here we go. God. We're going to welcome this group, which is called
No, that's Toni Braxton's seat. Everyone, give it up for Mara Wilde.
Give it up for Zach Teague.
For Angie Ward.
Give it up for Maria Hennig.
And for Francesca Ramsey.
Yes!
I mean, wow.
Here
I
we
mean,
go.
Wow.
And first to the mic will be Mara Wilde.
Fellow Denverite, Mara Wilde.
Fellow Denver. Denver
House. Denver.
Now, here's the thing. All show long, when people have gotten to the place where you are right now, we've asked them one question.
Finally, here I
am. Bowl or pre-selected? And now is your time to give an answer to us.
Representing Denver, Colorado, I'm going to go pre-selected. Yeah. Thank you so much. Mile High, Mara Wilde.
She's
here we go.
Representing all
it's
of Denver.
303 until I die. 303-720.
This is Mara Wilde. I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Munchausen by proxy. Okay, honey, you simple bitch. I'm sorry, honey, it's not a mother's presence isn't smothering enough.
Now you're smothering them in your sleep, honey. Come on, bitch. That's not fair. And also, I don't think so, honey. The act, okay? Nobody wants to see Patricia Arquette like that. Nobody wants to see her like that, honey.
30 seconds.
Why? I don't want to see her pouring bleach on Honey Nut Cheerios. No, that is not my Patricia Arquette. I want to see her as the medium, as a working mother, talking to the other side of the realm. Honey, give me that witchy mommy.
15
give
seconds.
Me that witchy mommy. The Arquettes are an acting institution. We've got Rosanna. We've got Patricia. We've got David.
5 seconds.
Rest in peace, Alexis Arquette. Honey.
And that's 1 minute for the
Marwild went so hard that she disconnected the microphone, and that we celebrate that. And that's iconic. And now,
please use this one, Zach T.
Zach, does your mom call you Zachary as well?
I majored in musical theater. I love rehearsals, so I'm going to go with pre-select.
Oh, okay, and she's answering a different question, and this is Zach T.
But wait, I want to know this. Are you a Zachary to your mother or a Zach?
I'm a Zachary Tyler to my mother.
Wow! Fuck you, Zachary Schiffman. He's a Zachary Tyler.
That's right.
This is Zach Teagues. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. High school superlatives.
Yep.
Fuck high school. Lean in. Winning a high school superlative is not indicative of your future career or success. Okay, honey? Okay, Dad? Okay. All a high school superlative means is a pixelated-ass picture in the back of a yearbook that was taken by your computer high school teacher when she was going through a divorce.
Ah.
Okay. Oh, you won Most Likely to Be Famous, which, by the way, I was up for.
30
but
seconds.
Lost to a fucking breakdancer. A breakdancer who is actually famous now, by the way. And my portrayal of FDR in the musical Annie was captivating. I should have fucking won that. We're full of nuance.
15 seconds.
You can spin around on your head, but can you do time step? I don't fucking think so. And you know what? I actually won best hair, but now
Five. Look
at me. Look at me. I'm 26.
And that's 1 minute.
High school superlatives. Wow.
Oh my God. And you know what? While that was happening, I asked Bowen Yang, did you win a senior superlative? And what did he say?
I said, yes, but we're not going to talk about it.
But I didn't listen. Oh. What was the superlative you won?
Oh no, we're not doing this.
What was it?
No, Emma, we're cutting this out. It was a fancy way of saying
Shut
funniest,
up.
But it was most likely to be on SNL didn't come true. Cut it out. Cut it out. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, all of you.
Fuck
you.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
He got on SNL.
Shut the fuck up.
He got
Shut
on
the fuck
SNL.
Up. Stop. I'm mad. I'm mad at you. This sucks. Stop it. Stop. Ew. Stop.
It's only you to you. It's glorious for us. It feels so good for me.
Oh, God. Thank you, Zachary.
Who's proud of Bowen?
Oh, my God. Okay. And who's proud of star writer of the other
Shut
two,
up,
Matt
Bowen.
Rogers? Thank you. Watch out for season two. And now welcome to the microphone, the wonderful Andy Ward.
Andy! Hi, Andy.
Andy, show everyone the fanny on the other side.
Oh. Fanny?
Thank you.
Fanny pie.
How is everyone?
Oh, I love that sweater.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Is it a sweater if it's cut at the sleeves?
Okay.
Does it matter?
It's knit.
It definitely is a t-shirt acting as a sweater.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
Because we're all acting as something.
Acting
so I love
something.
That your fashion is a comment.
So if you zoom in, you'll get a nip shot for sure.
Thank you, Mindy.
All right. So listen, Andy, what's the deal? Are we doing a pre-selected or a trouble?
I'm pre-prepared.
Okay.
I'm
I love
almost
that.
Too prepared. Okay. Okay. All right. Andy.
So here you go, Andy Ward. Your time will start now.
I don't think so, honey. Straight men with fat asses. Okay? Why do you need that, sir?
actually, it was used for wartime in Sparta. No! No, it wasn't, people with fat asses. Okay, straight men, the only reason your girlfriend is dating you is not because you're a fat ass. It's because you visited her parents up in the Upper West Side, okay? That's the only fucking reason. Wow. Oh, and I see you gays. I see you twinks, okay? I see you not appreciating fat asses in the thick community of the LGBTQ.
30.
Okay. So I, what you guys want to say, you know, oh, look at this straight man having a fat ass. Look inside, okay? And yes. Look behind. All right? I'm gonna,
15 seconds.
You know, so as I walk through to here, feel free to take some ass shots. Yeah, that's,
yes, 5
that's
seconds.
My time.
And that's,
oh, my
time.
God, and that's Andy Ward's time. And that's 1 minute.
Come on.
Give it up for that fat ass, yes. Andy Ward.
And now welcome to the microphone, Maria Heineck.
Yes.
Oh,
Maria.
We've got nits.
Hello.
On nits.
Hello. Okay, script. I have to say one thing before we do it. Okay, yes. I'm doing pre-selected. Let's get out of the way. Okay. I know what I'm doing. Okay,
yes.
I'm prepared.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
She's
okay.
Pre-selected. Thank you. She has come to the stage as a woman who is prepared.
Yes.
This
and
is
here
what
we go.
I need you to do, though. Is
what?
I need you to do another live episode of I Don't Think So, Honey. All Troll Bowl. Okay?
Yes. I agree.
And everyone does a bump of coke right before the show.
Yep.
Okay. We'll consider it.
I don't think so. Any Troll Bowl in itself is a bump of coke, and I would be concerned about OD if we did that. But you know what? If people die, it is on you, Maria.
It's a hat on top of a hat.
Doing enough coke if you think one bite.
Yeah, okay. This is Maria Heineck's I Don't Think So, Honey. Our time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. All fantasy, science fiction, great adventure, magic, movies, TV, and books.
All of them.
Although, obviously, I do not read books, okay? It's going to be ridiculous. It's all like, okay, I'm talking Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and yes, I'm talking Game of Thrones, okay? It's all the fucking same. It's the same shit. Nobody cares, okay? It's all man boys on a quest to gain wisdom from an ancient man, okay? No one gives a fuck,
seconds.
Okay? I don't give a fuck about your ring, bro, okay? As soon as I hear a white guy be like, I have a sword, I'm like, wow, I'm asleep, okay? This is enough. Like, I don't care about your
15.
Dragons, obvious exception, Khaleesi, okay? Because we all know that her three dragons represent, as a metaphor, the three layers of the labia, okay? So that is obviously separate, okay? Centaurs, I don't think so.
5.
I was never at home and I was like, ooh, I wish somebody would come up with a horse but different, okay? All the women get raped for no reason. This is supposed to be a fantasy. How is that a fantasy? What is this a fantasy for?
And that's
no
one
idea.
Minute.
No idea.
Oh my God, Maria Heineck.
Maria. Honestly.
Honestly, and if Daenerys' three dragons represent her labia,
one dies.
One of them turns to ice. The Night King takes one of them. And now...
I mean, spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Now, please welcome to the microphone, Francesca Ranci.
Francesca! Oh, my God. The jacket. The jacket.
Hey,
the jacket.
Hey, Fran.
Hey, Fran.
I'm watching you.
You have two choices.
Pre-selected.
Okay.
Pre-selected.
This is Francesca Ramsey. That's Francesca Ramsey's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. iMessage reaction buttons? That's not a reaction to my text message, you lazy motherfucker! Clicking ha-ha to my very well-crafted joke is an act of violence. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a paid writer, bitch. And if I drop gems in your text messages, you better respond with a Beyonce gif or a ba-wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. I need to know that
seconds.
I made an impact in your life.
Ba-wah.
Give me some emojis, okay? I poured out my heart and soul to you because I did have a dream where I made out with a girl and I haven't done that since college and I've really been reconsidering what's going on with me and my husband and I need you
15
to
seconds.
Actually respond. A heart, not gonna cut it. A thumbs up, I don't think so, honey. I need you to read me for motherfucking filth in my text message.
5.
Or you're not my real friend. I don't think so, honey.
And yeah!
Wow, wow. Give it up for this group. Oh. No, that's Toni Braxton's seat. Mara Wilde,
Zach T,
Andy Ward,
Maria
Heine, and Francesca Ramsey. Are we ready for our last group of the
we
night?
We have one last group.
One last group. Thank you for sticking
it
around.
It is the climax of our show, and so their group is called
Avalanchia. Welcome to the stage, Chrissy Shackelford.
Welcome to the stage, Larry Owen.
And welcome, Annie Donnelly.
Welcome, Gabe Gonzalez!
And finally, welcome, Michael Hartney!
Michael!
Oh my god.
The first of Avalanche Shits on the Mic is Chrissy!
Chrissy!
Chrissy. Chrissy.
Okay, before I fucking start, you two.
What?
Okay, I think, in the words of Pat Regan, these young girls forget their history.
What?
You keep clocking Julie Andrews as one of your examples for a famous trouble from the very first I Don't Think So Honey
yes,
live
true.
Show. Bitch, who did that?
That was you.
That was fucking
and
nuts.
We should
and
give our respect.
These young girls don't remember it.
No, these young girls don't know that the first ever iconic troll bowl was Julie Andrews by Chrissy Shackelford,
right.
And she said, among other things, why your hair so short?
Why your hair
I
so
stand
short?
By it.
And also, in Princess Diaries, why are you talking? We want to hear you sing.
You know we're here for the voice, even though she underwent
you know
a botched vocal
voice.
Surgery. She underwent a botched vocal surgery in the 90s.
Listen, okay, now that you got your fucking credit, bitch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is it that you need? Do you need to use this moment to do pre-selected, or do you need this moment to troll bull fantasy?
Okay, well, all night I was telling people backstage, I'm gonna troll. But then! I've been working with my therapist on doing things I want to do instead of things I think other people want me to do. What I should do, thank you. So I'm gonna do something that, you know, is in my heart and not so much on paper beforehand.
Yes!
Thank you.
That means I've decoded her message. And that means she's gonna do a pre-selected topic. And here is Chrissy Shackelford. This is her pre-selected topic, and her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Instagram stories. I'm talking to all of you! Oh. Are you fun or are you a depression machine? I'm very happy with my choices to stay at home on a Saturday, take a bath, and rewatch Felicity. And then I open up Instagram and I look at a friend group that I was never a part of and have never wanted to be a part of doing karaoke. And now I'm sad. You could say, Chrissy, have self-control. Don't look at them. No, you stop fucking making them. Are you ever happy 50, with 50. Your Instagram story after you put it up? Or when you put it up, do you think, why did I do that? Because that's what I think when I put them up. I put up one earlier tonight, and I hate it.
5 seconds.
I could make an Instagram story right now and at tag all of you, and then you can repost it to show that you... We're somewhere. Fuck that! Fuck you, Instagram story!
And that's what hit it!
Honestly, one of the most relevant of the night, a connoisseur of the form, Chrissy Shackelford. Give it up.
Timeless, even. Timeless.
And now, gird your loins, because coming to the stage is
Larry Owen!
Wearing a Peter Smith shirt. Peter Smith.
Yes, God, modeling the merch. Peter Smith fans. Yes. Peter Piss. Yes. Peter Smith Hive, shout out.
So listen, Larry.
Yes, Matt and Bowen.
We have a Trobo here, and it's full with stuff. And then your brain, it's full with stuff. So it's up to you, really. Two things full with stuff. One choice, one Larry, one moment. What will happen?
So Yalitza's in there, Serena's in there. Okay, first of all, I'm here on an order of business, okay? I'm wearing the Peter Smith merch I'm promoting. My podcast drops April 30th on Forever Dog Networks. What Makes You Sing with Larry Owens. Peter is a guest. Bowen has been invited. Matt, come back from LA, bitch, and you'll be on.
I would love to be invited. Wow. Listen, what is that, April 30th?
Yeah, that's a Tuesday, every Tuesday morning.
Well, while we wait for that, is it a pre-selected topic, or are you doing the fucking troll bowl, bitch?
Troll.
Troll! Oh!
Checking, checking, checking.
Okay, Larry. Use this. You've used this moment wisely so far. I hope you continue to use this moment wisely as you make your way to an active mic. And Trobo, I don't think so, honey. The concept of universal healthcare.
And your time starts now.
Wait. I find the third eye. Everybody, Bowen's been writing, Matt's been working on the high mix. Yes.
Let's get to it. 30 seconds.
The topic is universal healthcare.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Universal, say healthcare. One, two, three.
And that's 1 minute. Over there, bitch.
Oh my God.
He promoted his podcast and said the words universal healthcare twice.
And then did audience.
Everyone, welcome Mother
Annie Dudley!
The last time she was here, she announced her goddamn pregnancy. She has had the child.
Yes, a little Joe.
We have determined that the child should continue to live. And she's got her fucking hat.
She's an Icon Award winner. Give it and have some respect.
Wow.
Annie, what's going to be, pre-selected or troll ball?
What? Where am I? Who am I? What?
Pre-selected or troll ball?
Oh, I suppose I'll go along with you boys and do your... Troll ball!
Was that troll ball? What was that, Annie? Annie Donnelly.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Annie
Donnelly. I have to pee so bad.
Your troll ball.
I really do.
Is one of the most powerful. What just happened? Oh, she just threw it.
Your troll ball is one of the most powerful women in the government.
She's the most powerful Democrat in the government, Nancy Pelosi. And your time starts now.
Nancy Pelosi out there looking like Skeletor in a suit. And another thing, Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
this is a fashion event. Turn a look. I turn a look, what you turn in?
Shit, this is so hard to do while you have to pee.
This is crazy.
Okay.
It's 10:50.
10:50.
And it's 10:50 p.m. You guys have been here
we
for
got two
more.
Hours. Please
welcome
3 hours. Gabe Gonzalez.
Gabe Gonzalez. Oh my God.
There's nothing connected, bitch.
Oh my God.
Give it up. Bowen Wang, everybody! Bowen motherfucking Wang!
Oh my God.
Matt Stodgers!
Oh my God.
I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to follow that, but
Gabe. Gabe, is the pre-selected or trouble?
Okay, so I just want to survey the audience real quick. Are y'all up to date with the presidential election?
They're up to date. This
They're
is a woke crowd.
Okay, I think we got a cute crowd. I am a trouble slut, but. I came with something pre-selected.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, this is Gabe Gonzalez. I don't think so. And his time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Pete Buttigieg. I don't care that your candidacy is groundbreaking. I need you to fix your fucking haircut. Our first gay president should not look like the before in a Queer Eye makeover. I don't think so, honey, Pete Buttigieg, because I cannot trust a presidential candidate that would lie to the American people. You met your husband on Hinge.
30 seconds.
In 2015.
Oh.
I need a president who can admit to being a dick slut on Grindr. I don't think so, honey, Pete Buttigieg, because he looks like the kind of guy that would respond
seconds.
Mild to wild when you ask what he's into.
Oh.
I don't think so, honey, Pete Buttigieg, because he gives off a chaotic verse energy.
5 seconds.
And what we need right now is not a centrist, but somebody who can choose sides. I don't think so, honey, Pete Buttigieg, because I'm not impressed that you can speak 20 languages. Duolingo is free, bitch.
And that's 1 minute.
Gabe Gonzalez. And with the last I don't think so honey of the night, please welcome Michael Hartnett.
Hi, everyone. Hey, thanks for staying.
Wow.
Thank you for staying, everyone.
Michael, it is nearly 11 o'clock.
It sure the fuck is.
Oh, bitch.
We have two options for you, and you know what they are, so what?
I'm doing the goddamn Troll Bowl. And I'm scared.
Let's go.
I know God is real.
God is real.
Because of what I've picked out of this fucking bowl for you, you stupid bitch. Because what you will, I don't think so, honey, trouble tonight is the Queen of Soul,
Aretha Franklin. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Aretha Franklin. Why so motherfucking dead? Did I just lose you all? Is she alive? She's fucking dead, right?
She's dead, bitch.
She's dead.
She's dead as shit, right?
Almost a year dead.
Why the fuck would you deny us that voice?
30 seconds.
Through death. What are you, a goddamn bitch? Oh, I have to go meet my maker. I've got to follow the white light. I've got to go be in heaven. Eat my shit.
15 seconds.
Suck my dick. Fiddle with my clit, Aretha Franklin.
5 seconds.
That hat was crazy. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute, Michael Hart.
It's rule of culture number 4. That hat was crazy. Give it up for Avalanchia, Chrissy Shackelburn,
Larry Owens,
Annie Donnelly,
Gabe Gonzalez,
and Michael Hartney.
And everyone, thank you so much for staying the whole way through.
It's been 3 years since we've been in Las Culturistas. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming. We love you. I'm Matt Rogers.
I'm Bowen Yang. And give it up for all your performers tonight as we name them. Peter Smith.
Katie Rodesca.
Amy Zimmer.
Kristen Chello.
Elise Morales.
Judy Green.
Eli Coyote Mandel.
Ego Nuones.
Jerry Richardson.
Will Stevens.
Tim Furbach.
Lane Quetteris.
Neil Descalfo.
Mark McGann.
Henry Yu.
Josh Charles.
Paula Scola.
Max Winter.
Joe Castlebaker.
George Tavares.
Catherine Cohen. Melissa Sikorsky.
Rosebud Baker.
Ava Victor.
Kristen Buckles.
Solange Jador. Sabrina Wu.
Yes, Chris Murphy.
Natalie Walker.
Dale Ortega.
Sydney Washington.
Jillian Kay.
Nikki Palumbo.
Megan Meadows.
Kristen Buckles.
Fran Leach.
Rachel Kelly.
Nora Jeffries.
Jabo Jackson.
Justin Covington.
Andre Scovea.
Charlie Barty.
Josh Nasser.
Zachary Schiffman.
Nick Nanny.
Solomon Giorgio.
Mel Kessler.
Emily Winter.
Brian Yang.
Mara Wild.
Zach T.
Andy Ward.
Maria Hynek.
Francesca Ramsey.
Chrissy Shackelford.
Larry Owens.
Annie Donnelly.
Gabe Gonzalez.
And Michael Hartney. Good night,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you so much, Bell House. Thank you so much, everybody.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.